As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
Canadian and American truckers are on a vaccine mandate protest, have blocked access to the busiest international crossing in North America Tuesday. Freedom Convoy drivers hindered travel at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
The amount of legal drugs flowing into America from Mexico is unknown. One thing's for sure, anybody crossing the border could be carrying in the drug fentanyl.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
South Korean automaker Hyundai and Kia on Tuesday advised the owners of roughly a half a million vehicles to park outside and away from other vehicles because of a risk of fire until they get the recall repairs completed. Contact the dealership for details. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
One lawmaker says American businesses and mainstream media are so drunk on Chinese money, they are willing to compromise our values in America and push the communist agenda, including genocide on the Muslim Uyghurs. Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz on Newsmax last night.
Yeah, it's sad, frankly. I mean, you mentioned the list, partial list of atrocities that the Chinese Communist Party have ongoing. But they also have a massive military buildup underway, and President Xi is openly talking about replacing the American dream with the China dream and being the new dominant world power. And the sad irony of it all is it's American companies that are funding it. So the point of the ad, which I made with Inez Cantor Freedom, the NBA basketball star that's taken such a bold stand on human rights, was one, you know, the left is talking about defunding police and defunding all kinds of things. How about we defund dictators? And number two, these companies that like to preach social justice here at home and parade around their good governance credentials, then turn a blind eye to millions of people in concentration camps and modern day slavery that's used to make their products. So enough is enough. We're going to call them out. And our call to the American people is when you see made in China, put it down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.